Hello, my name is Peter Hutchinson. I'm the Independence Party candidate for governor, and this is my e-debate rebuttal on the topic of broadly connected or digitally divided. I found the responses to this set of questions fascinating. On the one hand, Tim Pawlenty says the market will take care of it all, and there really is no role for state government. I disagree with that, and I'll talk more about that in a second. Mike Hatch, on the other hand, says that he'll undertake a statewide initiative, but really doesn't tell us very much about what that initiative might be. He talks about a private-public partnership, but again, doesn't give us very many details. I see it somewhat differently from both of them. When it comes to publicly accessed community places like schools or libraries or city halls or county courthouses, I can't think of a reason why any of those places should not be digitally connected to broadband service, other than our being unwilling to get the job done. What I know is that those kinds of digital connections to those public spaces creates a point from which other broadband services can be developed. Beyond that, connecting these public spaces to broadband helps create the market that will demand broader service and create a financially viable business model for entrepreneurs and private sector providers. Tim Pawlenty says this is how the market ought to work, but unless that market demand is actually built, it's never going to occur. So I want to stay focused on connecting our community places to a backbone of service that would extend broadband throughout the state to these key locations. Now the question is always, how do we pay for these things? And the struggle in broadband, as with so many things in local communities, is so while broadband may be one of the things that communities value the most, they can't afford to invest in it because the costs of healthcare are literally driving them to cut rather than expand services of all kinds. We have made a comprehensive healthcare reform proposal that would drive down the cost of healthcare to governments of all kinds by 20%. This would create resources that could be reinvested in things like broadband access. This, combined with support from the state, could help create this backbone of service that's so essential to making a broadly connected state actually a possibility instead of one that's digitally divided. The implications for Minnesota, both as a community and as an economic entity, could be startling. That's why this particular issue is one that requires gubernatorial leadership, and it's one on which the right kind of leader could make such a big difference. Thank you very much.